10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal drug agents say there is an alarming uptick in methamphetamine seizures. The DEA says it's on pace to confiscate twice the amount of meth than it did last year. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Mexican drug cartels are also hiding and producing meth in dangerous new ways.
Meth disguised as watermelons. Other shipments secretly mixed with celery and onions. And now what Murphy says is a frightening new strategy by the cartels. Turning meth into pill form, making it more marketable by taking away the stigma of injecting it or smoking it.
The consumer price index edging up last month. Analysts say President Trump's tariffs on imported goods are likely behind the rise. It comes as the Federal Reserve is considering an interest rate cut. In New Jersey, flash floods are blamed for at least two deaths last night. Officials say a car in Plainfield was swept away in a brook. New York City's subway system also impacted by the rapid rainfall. More storms on tap today and the threat of tornadoes in the Midwest. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. On Monday, Attorney General Josh Call announced the new lawsuit filed with 23 other states over title funding in schools. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration's decision to withhold over $6 billion for K-12 schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. The U.S. Department of Education informed states that it would not distribute that title funding on June 30th, including around $80 million in Wisconsin alone. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Rural Road Safety Awareness Week. In an executive order signed on Monday, Governor Evers announced post-crash care, big league safety as the theme for this year's Road Safety Week. The proclamation is meant to encourage residents to travel safely and highlighted the importance of having access to emergency response services in the event of a crash. The executive order also noted that about 19,000 crashes occur on the state's nearly 10,000 miles of rural highways each year. Barron Electric Cooperative officials have announced another significant donation to three local organizations. The cooperative made three $1,000 donations to Chippewa Valley Council Scouting America, Northern Star Scouting, and Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. The funding for the donations came from unclaimed cashback credits from former members through the Federated Youth Foundation. The foundation has specific rules about how the cashback credit funds can be used, so the cooperative was unable to use them to reduce rates. The Rice Lake Hockey Association is working on an expansion project at the Rice Lake Hockey Arena. The expansion project will see the construction of a dry land training area where youth athletes can work on their skills without getting on the ice. Organization officials say it's part of an effort to both encourage more kids to stick with the sport and improve the infrastructure of the arena for the potential creation of a junior hockey team in the future. The organization is also pursuing plans to add another locker room and replace the building's aging roof. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A new champion in the Home Run Derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star Game going on tonight. Freddie Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star Game rank on his list of goals this season?
This was number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for. And a lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A flood watch is in effect as showers and storms bring heavy torrential rainfall that could put down 1 to 4 inches. Not only is there the risk for flash flooding, but also damaging high wind gusts, and a tornado is possible too. And it's a hot and humid one with highs striking the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, Mike Schmidt. Then local rock duo, 7,000 Apart, joins me to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Grave threat. That's what Justice Sonia Sotomayor said about the decision, I guess is the word, that the Supreme Court handed down 6-3. This was on their shadow docket. In other words, there were no public hearings. There was no arguments made before the court. An issue was presented to them. Several federal lower courts had ruled on this. Here's the story, and this falls into the kind of the testing category. The Constitution says that Congress can create agencies within the federal government. Congress can appropriate funds for them. Congress can mandate that they exist and what their functions are, you know, like, say, the Department of Education. Congress created that. And according to the Constitution, when Congress says, you know, here's $10 million to run the Education Department, you're the president. Article 2 of the Constitution, which is about the executive branch, says that the president must, either this is shall or must, one of those two words, same effect, take care that the laws are faithfully executed. Now, the laws, of course, are what are made by Congress. So, for 249 years in the United States, we have operated under the assumption, and in fact, this was confirmed by the Supreme Court in a case about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that had to do with Nixon trying to withhold money, that we've operated under the principle that if Congress appropriates the money and creates the institution, the president has to run it, has to fund it, has to make it work. And so Trump can't just say, no, we don't want the Education Department anymore, and no, I'm not going to spend the money. Because those things are illegal, unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court has already ruled that. So instead, what he's doing is he's firing everyone there, effectively shutting down the agency because there's nobody to come to work. So this went before, you know, two lower courts, a federal district court and a federal appeals court, both said, you can't do that, Trump. That's just a fancy way of getting around the fact that you don't want to spend the money and have the agency exist. And Congress said it should. And Congress is the first among equals. Congress gets to make these decisions, not the president. You do not have a line item veto in the United States. But, you know, for reasons unknown, because there was no decision issued or no explanation issued other than the simple decision, the six Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court said, hey, no problem. Go ahead and do it. And Justice Sotomayor writes, this decision is indefensible. It hands the executive the power to repeal statutes by firing all those necessary to carry them out. The majority is either willfully blind to the implications of its ruling or naive. But either way, the threat to our Constitution's separation of powers is grave. She says, when the executive publicly announces its intent to break the law and then executes that on that promise, it is the judiciary's duty to check that lawlessness, not to expedite it. I mean, this is wild stuff. Trump is breaking the law right in front of everybody, and you got six justices on the Supreme Court saying, yeah, that's cool, which raises the question, why? I mean, I get it that Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito live inside the Fox News bubble, you know, so much so that you know, Clarence Thomas's wife, Ginny, is constantly spewing, you know, these wild conspiracy theories and, you know, all this nutty stuff that you get off Fox and right-wing media. And maybe increasingly, maybe entirely, that's the case with the other four. But we have six justices on the Supreme Court that are just violating the Constitution left and right. I'm not an attorney, but a lot of attorneys and federal judges, including conservative judges, you know, famous conservative federal judges like Michael Luttig, are coming out and saying this is just wrong. Which raises the question, why are these six people on the Supreme Court doing this? Is it that they hate democracy the same way Trump does? That they want to see him turn this country into an autocracy, into a dictatorship? Is it that they want to have dear leader, you know, that they want to have an autocrat running the country? That's one possibility. Is it that they're being paid off to do this? Is it that they know that if they start going against Trump and the Republicans, the billionaires who are supporting them and giving them vacations and flying them around the world and paying for their kids' school giving them a cushy lifestyle, essentially, all that money will dry up. Is that it? Are they afraid that the gravy train will end? Or is it like, you know, this one federal judge who, this guy dressed like a pizza delivery guy, came to her front door, knocked on the door, her son answered the door, and he shot him dead. And then her husband, she was down in the basement, her husband came out to see what was going on, and he shot her husband. Her husband survived, but by that time, you know, she had, I don't recall all the details after that point, but he never got to her, bottom line, and the police got him, but he showed up as a pizza delivery guy to kill a federal judge who had ruled against Trump. And what's happened now? Hundreds of federal judges have gotten pizzas delivered to their houses in the middle of the night. And this is, of course, you know, the right-wing way of saying, we know where you live. You could be next. You don't want to be like that judge, do you? Is that why these six justices on the Supreme Court are going along with Trump? Is it that they're just terrified? I mean, none of them are super rich. They live in, you know, high-end fancy neighborhoods in, like, you know, Georgetown and what like that, and they have some security. But it's not like they're living, I mean, it's not like Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates. I mean, they're not living in impregnable fortresses, essentially. Are they terrified? I don't know. What do you think? We also saw inflation pick up. This is, you know, once again, there's a Republican in the White House, so you know that the economy is going to crash because Republicans always crash the economy. 10 of the last 11 recessions happened while Republicans were president. 10 of the last 11. Going back to Nixon. Why is it always Republican presidents that get recessions? Well, number one, they always engage in policies that cause recessions. Tax cuts cause recessions, among other things. But number two, the billionaires who support the Republican Party actually love recessions. And this is something I've had so many people throughout my life say to me, oh, well, you know, Republicans are going to be, you know, a Republican president will be good for our economy because they're all invested in the stock market. They don't want to see the stock market go down. You know, they want the economy to, you know, the rich people want the economy to run well. Well, not true. The best, you know, the billionaires in America nearly doubled their wealth during the housing crash of 2008 and during COVID, the two times when the stock market really, really dropped. In both cases,
you know, it dropped, what, 20, 30, 40%, something like that. I mean, it's just a massive amount. I don't frankly recall the percentage, but it's huge, right? These huge drops in the stock market. What does that do? Well, for truly rich people, you know, first of all, most of them are smart enough to get out of the market before it happens. But even if they stay in the market, they know it's going to go back up. That's not the problem. It's actually not even a problem at all. It's an opportunity because these are people who are sitting on a lot of money. They're rich people. And so when the stock market drops 20%, they just buy everything in sight. When housing, back in 2008, when the housing crisis was going on, over a million people had their homes foreclosed. Who was buying up those houses? Rich people for investments. And now they're rental properties. So, no, you get a Republican in the White House, you get Republicans controlling Congress, you are going to get a recession. So the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, is going, you know, it just came out, three-tenths of a percent for the month of, I think this was May. No, it's June. These are the June numbers. And that puts the annual inflation rate at 2.7%. If you're looking at the core inflation rate, it's 2.9%. Now, the Fed says, no, we want it 2%. Another indicator that we're sliding into recession, Americans are downsizing their summer vacations. They're taking fewer trips and they're driving instead of flying. And Bank of America data shows fewer households are booking airline tickets or hotel rooms than a year ago. And a year ago wasn't, you know, wonderful times, but the number of people taking vacation time off work in June dropped to its lowest level since the pandemic. Americans, surveys show that Americans are worried about losing their jobs. Americans are spending 25% less this year on vacations than last year, according to a survey conducted by Ipsos. Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, and JetBlue have all told their stockholders, get ready, domestic demand could weigh on our profits this year. Delta Airlines report a 4% drop in main cabin bookings in the first 6 months of the year. 56% of Americans say they plan to travel less this summer, according to a survey by SSRS. And then finally, Ray Dalio. Remember Ray Dalio? You know, he was one of the guys who was predicting the crash back in 2008. He's kind of famous for that. He's the chief economist at Moody Analytics. Excuse me, Mark Zandi. Ray Dalio was writing about this, but this is Mark Zandi. My apologies. The chief economist for Moody Analytics. He said, I'm sending up a red flare about the state of the housing market. He said, housing will soon be a full-blown headwind to broader economic growth, adding to the growing list of reasons to be worried about the economy's prospects later this year and early next. 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 6.83% as of Monday of this week. Home sellers are cutting prices. Builders are offering incentives. They're cutting prices. This year, home prices are expected to grow at the slowest pace in 14 years, according to Goldman Sachs. So what does all add up to? That all of these leading indicators, and I mentioned this yesterday, and you know, we see it with advertising, we see it with you know, people signing up for paid products, things like that, that people are pulling back. People are worried. And in many and we also see that credit card debt is increasing right now. And I mean, we're supposed to have something close to full employment and low inflation, but it sure doesn't look like that's what's going on. It sure does look like, you know, Trump is leading us into a recession. And that should surprise absolutely nobody. Because Trump is a billionaire. He wants the stock market to crash. Well, they've been doing pump and dump for what, 6 months now? Every time he announces a tariff, a bunch of Republicans, you know, sell a whole bunch of stock, then he announces a tariff, and then they buy it, you know, as the market goes down, ride it back up again. It's incredible. It's just incredible.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Stay with us. Trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Brennan Center for Justice released its annual survey of local election officials. It found continued concerns for threats against poll workers and the loss of election security funding and staff now that the Trump administration has cut federal election security grants. The survey of over 800 municipal election officials found 60% were very or somewhat concerned about federal cuts to election security services. We reported in March on DOGE cuts of 300 cybersecurity experts from CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, and the suspension of grant funding to states for hardening systems to fight increasing cyber attacks from Russia, China, and Iran. Of the surveyed officials, 62% were concerned by the loss of CISA's direct technical support, and 80% said the federal government should be providing the same or more funding, not less. One-third of local election officials are very concerned about political leaders interfering with the work of poll workers, up 4% from a similar question in 2023. An additional one-quarter are somewhat worried about interference. Officials overwhelmingly, 81%, are concerned about false election information spread on social media, which contributes to 38% saying they have been harassed, abused, or threatened for just doing their job. We have links to the full Brennan Center survey at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. And you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself just like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
He came down the golden stairs with a grin, sold the nation snake oil wrapped in sin, said the votes were fake, the news was too. Now the lies, the law, and the false feels true. Screens glow red in every home, echoes bouncing from the microphone, facts erased in a sea of noise, truth drowned out by a stolen voice. Welcome to America's Ministry of Propaganda, where the louder you lie, the more they'll stand ya. Repeat it till the crowd forgets the truth was ever even said. This is how empires rot, from the inside, from the top. Still haunts the air.
Back 25 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, what's up?
Good afternoon, or good morning, Tom, for you.
It is here, yeah. What's up?
Oh, you said exactly what was on my mind. But before we start, can you spell for the very learning disabled like myself, Greg Palast's name? I can never find that website. I can't spell it right.
Yeah, it's P-A-L-A-S-T.
P-A-L-A-S-T.
Yeah, it's like Palast only with a T instead of an E on the end.
Yes, yes. Palast. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been putting, you don't want to know what I've been doing to it,
okay.
But thank you so much.
Sure.
But again, I think what he neglects is that how they also destroyed the mail-in voting.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that during COVID that the legislatures that were friendly to mail-in voting, and that is where the power lies.
Yeah.
The states that have it, like Oregon, they still have a intact democratic process.
You're right.
The states where they've destroyed it, like Texas and Georgia, it goes right back to the oligarchy, to the
yep.
ridiculous.
And your state
and
of
then,
Alabama.
Of course, the Persian. Yeah, it's not my ice. I don't like to claim it. That is not my native land. But
yeah.
I sure appreciate. But, yes, I think we need to discover why there are, what is it, 221 co-conspirators and 53 co-conspirators in the U.S. Congress that are a complete.
Yeah. There you go. I'm with you, James. I'm out of time, but I'm with you. Thank you very much for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking of numbers, one of the more shocking ones I saw today is that there are over 200 immigration detention camps already built in the United States. Over 200. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Temperature, wind, and rain are the usual forecasts farmers consider before working in their fields. However, there's another kind of storm brewing, and this one is literally out of this world. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, and with us today is Sean Dahl. He's the service coordinator with the Weather Prediction Center. He says geomagnetic storms happen when the sun interacts with the Earth's magnetic barrier. These storms can cause GPS-guided equipment to work differently than expected.
Storms last year, the one in May in particular, it became apparent to me pretty quickly that the storm was much so impacting the farming industry in early May trying to plant seeds, such as my brother-in-law in North Dakota. I got us contacted on the night that the storms began saying, hey, what is going on? My GPS and my tractor is not working. I had to shut it off. And I got some more details and come to find out what was supposed to be accurate within less than an inch was off by over 12 feet.
That's Sean Dahl along with us, the service coordinator with the Space Weather Prediction Center. To hear the full story, listen into our podcast at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'll be back with a look at your markets after this. Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at your markets midday on a Tuesday. From Chicago, cash corn is trading up 3¾ at 403¾. New crop corn is trading at 421¾, up 3¾. Cash soybeans are trading at $10 a bushel, down 1. New crop soybeans are trading at 1007½, up 0.5. New crop wheat is trading up 3/4 at 542¼. August Class 3 milk contract is trading at $17.26, down 17. September Class 3 milk contract is trading at $18.05, down 12. Follow our team on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report as we bring you the story of Wisconsin food, fuel, and fiber. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A flood watch is in effect as showers and storms bring heavy, torrential rainfall that could put down 1 to 4 inches. Not only is there the risk for flash flooding, but also damaging high wind gusts, and a tornado is possible too. And it's a hot and humid one with highs striking the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down, is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Hey, I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that feels right, fits right, and actually lasts. I bought the cotton and wool sweater from Quince and took it with us to when we were in Northern Europe in Norway, where it was cold. And it was just wonderful. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing processes, practices, and premium fabrics and finishes. I love the products I get from them. I got a cotton cashmere blend. It's so soft, the perfect way for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Made cruelty a trend, taught the GOP that empathy's pretend. He caged up children and laughed at their cries, called Nazis fine people and swallowed his lies, tore up the map, set fire to the ground, and danced with the devil as the world spun around. He's a black hole in a red hat, a gravity well of hate, spray tan and sulfur.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I had to give that to you, Tom.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, allow me to enlighten everyone. What is so big about these Epstein files and make the connection to perhaps the tariffs that is coming about now? Now, before he became president, and between that and his days on The Apprentice, Mr. Trump was also CEO, if you recall, of the Miss Universe organization, the same organization that has the three pageants, Miss Universe, Miss USA, and the latest, Miss Teen USA, which developed back in 83. Now, as CEO, Trump was reported to have barged into the dressing rooms of all the contestants.
Oh, he bragged about it. He bragged to Howard Stern about it on the radio.
Right, exactly.
He'd go in the dressing rooms and he'd see these young women, you know, in various states of undress, and it seemed to excite him considerably.
He'd seen them naked, particularly when they're changing in and out of swimsuits. Before and after the swimsuit competition.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, I'm focusing mainly on Miss Teen USA. These are contestants that are between the ages of 15 and 19 years old, which means there are a good number of them that were under 18. And he does this kind of violation towards underage females. So if he was going about doing that stuff, and then, as you said, bragging about it on Howard Stern's show, you know, do you know what's going to hit the fan and become very, very suspicious that he engaged in inappropriate, perhaps unlawful sexual activity with underage females and why he's on?
Well, here's the big question, Michael, is Trump right about the 2-week cycle? And, you know, Mark Burnett's theory that Americans can't hold anything for longer than 2 weeks. So if you just wait 2 weeks, this will die out and go away. Will he? He has successfully shut up Fox News and Charlie Kirk, apparently.
You know, I haven't checked today, but yesterday they were both officially no longer talking about this. But it's all over the top of Drudge. It's all over the media. Nobody asked him about it during his press conference yesterday. He has successfully, you know, cowed the White House press corps into not asking these questions, calling the last person who asked a question like that evil. I'm skeptical. I mean, this is more interesting. Fascinating, in fact. I was interviewed this morning by The Mirror, the British newspaper, about this topic. And my point was that I think the most interesting, fascinating, telling, whatever you want to call it, part of the whole thing is that Trump's base, Trump's followers, who have been demanding that these files be released, had no idea until just the last week that Trump is all over these things. That, you know, Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were like best buds for, well over a decade. And, you know, constantly hanging out with each other, going to parties, going to each other's homes. Epstein was picking up girls down at Mar-a-Lago. That's where Virginia Guffrey was solicited, was at Mar-a-Lago, and then taken to Epstein's mansion down the street where she was pimped out, basically, at least according to her testimony, you know, to Prince Andrew. I mean, it's just wild stuff. And so now his base is starting to discover what all the rest of us have known for a decade, right, since the initial Epstein prosecution in, I think it was 2006. And they're horrified. And what that tells you is how effective Fox News has been, and not just Fox, but, you know, the whole right-wingosphere has been at filtering the reality that these MAGA people experience. You know, saying, you know, we're going to give you a very well-filtered view of the world. And I find it fascinating, shocking, you know, a little, but not horribly shocking, but just amazing.
Well, think about this. I might have just given a lead as to what the hell is going on with these FC files. And then lo and behold, now he's going back to his tariff stuff. Yeah. And someone might wonder, what's the relevance between the two? And the relevance is pattern.
He's trying to change the subject.
A criminal and or unethical, inhumane act, and then later on, moments later, commits another criminal and or unethical, inhumane act to cover up the prior criminal.
Exactly. Or to distract us from it, yeah. No, I think a lot of the Russia stuff yesterday. Basically, he said nothing about Russia. I mean, Rachel Maddow pointed this out last night. You know, in February, he was saying, I'm going to go after Russia if they don't do peace. In March, he said it. In April, he said it. In May, he said it. In June, he said it. And he said it again yesterday. And this time, he gave him another 2 months. And it's like, you know, it was a nothing burger. Well, why did he bother to do it? Because he knew it would grab a headline and stop people talking about Jeffrey Epstein. That, in my opinion, that's why he did it. We'll see. Michael, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. I appreciate it. Don in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about Epstein. You know, I had recommended to you before Whitney Webb. She is the best author in probing this, and she wrote a two-volume book set called One Nation Under Blackmail. And volume one goes back to the 30s and looks at how sexual blackmail was developed in the U.S. And volume two is specifically about Epstein.
Oh, interesting.
You know, it focuses on Epstein. I mean, this is essential reading. And then just her articles. You just look her up, Whitney Webb. She published for years.
Well, she's not here, but you and I are, Don. So you want to tell me something that you learned from her?
Oh, well, the Mossad and the US CIA, and it's not just Mossad. This is used by intelligence agencies all around the world. You know, honeypots.
Well, apparently Ehud Barak was like close buddies with Epstein and flew to the United States something like 20 or 30 times. Now, again, I'm reading this online. I'm not reading it in the New York Times, and so it might be some anti-Semite who's just trying to trash, you know, a former
prime minister. That's right. You never know.
Prime minister. I just don't
know. I read where it's, you know, Trump had managed to keep him saying, oh, he was never flew on the Lolita flights. Well, there's other people say he was
He's in the logs that were released during the
right.
During
he's
the
on.
Maxwell
he flew
trial.
On seven Lolita flights, and his phone numbers and contact information is found 14 places in the Epstein. You know, and these files are they would finish him off if they really got him. I mean, you know, these places were all set up for video and everything. The brownstone that he had in New York, that Epstein had in New York, was given to him by Wexler. I think it was Leslie Wexler. He owned Victoria's Secret.
He was in Dawson.
It was already
wired.
He
was one of Epstein's clients, wasn't he? Wasn't there allegations that Epstein was blackmailing him?
It's too much stuff. I can't keep up with all of it. You know, there's no question about this is how you control people, and you know, some of the stands that people take they're surprising. And Israel just gets everything they want. They're particularly good at using this. They're not the only ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know what or if there is an Israel connection here, but this is a story that deserves to be told.
There's a political problem for the Democrats to pursue this is probably not good. Yeah, talk about bread and butter issues, but always keep this up, and I hope your listeners read those books. They're essential.
You got it. Don, thanks a lot for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. This is all too familiar to me. It happened last week. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. So your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Yeah, right. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match the symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see your doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door and get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom when you check out. $45 off. Promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Blood red sky. It slips in through the courtrooms while no one dares to ask why. No tanks roll down the main street. No fire in the sky above. Just silence from the leaders as they strangle.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Jim in Woodstock, Illinois. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Can you hear me okay, John?
Just fine, Jim.
Yeah, I thought of this idea. You know, you've been talking a lot about Republicans and right-wing media in lockstep calling us the Democrat Party, right?
Yeah.
How about a comeback? We call them the Republican Party, the Republic Gone Party,
yeah,
with an emphasis on gone. It sounds like Republican.
Yeah.
And then you, so because that's what's happening, a republic is going.
Yeah.
And
yeah, or given the Epstein stuff, maybe the Republic Party or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's too sophisticated. Republic Gone. Emphasis,
yeah,
on gone, capital letters. And I like to see it go viral, but
yeah,
I don't know. What do you think?
I've fiddled with that, those kind of things for years now, because it's been since the 50s that, you know, this was,
yeah,
Joe McCarthy's big thing. They, you know, call the Democratic Party the Democrat Party, because, and with the emphasis on the rat, as Joe McCarthy,
yeah,
liked to say. And I have not come up with a cute or clever way to label Republicans. I don't think we need to, Jim, because I think people are just horrified by Republican itself.
Yeah.
You know, they're destroying their own reputation.
I'm hoping what we're seeing on video on the with these ICE arrests is going to have the same effect that it had for civil rights with in the hoses on civil rights demonstrators.
If it gets the same level of publicity, the problem is that it's becoming normalized, and the media is not covering this stuff the way that they were just a couple of weeks ago. It's the 2 week
theory
of Donald Trump.
On social media.
Yeah, so we really need to be pounded on this stuff. I'm with you, Jim. Thank you for the call. Excellent points, all that you made. Thank you, John in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, John, how's my hometown?
Yes, and I'm drove to Green Bay for business, and I'm taking the Highway 2 back down to Grand Rapids. I'm loving it.
Great. So what's up?
You know, I'm from Grand Rapids. I've been watching Betsy DeVos operate for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if she paid them off. This has been her dream.
Who's the them you're talking about?
Yeah.
That she paid off?
What's that?
Who's the them you think Betsy?
The Supreme Court for that, Department of Education decision.
That's right. She was the head of that, wasn't she?
Public education's a dead end because there's no profit in it, you know? I mean, and she actually said that she was trying to wreck public education for the glory of God, and I just thought I was going to throw up all over the TV when I heard that one.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be, you know, I'd like to think, years ago, I'd think, well, they're not going to pay off the Supreme Court. Well, it's, that's beyond. They'll take the money. I mean, if somebody's going to put $2 million in your account, what are you going to do?
So
like
they're
not billionaires.
The three possible reasons that I came up with for why the six justices on the Supreme Court are clearly violating their oath of office, are they afraid? Are they being paid off? Or are they just nuts? You know, I mean, you know, living in a right-wing bubble. You're voting for they're paid off one.
Well, you know, the thing of it is that really makes me angry. Biden should have packed that court.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, that's all there is to it.
Well, and Obama should have raised hell when they stole the seat from RGB, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Absolutely.
He absolutely could have raised hell about that, and should have, and frankly, I'm still of the opinion that Trump got rid of Justice Kennedy because Justice Kennedy's son was the guy who signed off on the Deutsche Bank loans for Trump.
Absolutely.
And I think Trump threatened Kennedy with some sort of revelation about his son because remember when he saw him, he says, "How's your boy? Say hi for me." And that's how mob bosses talk, right? And then just weeks later, as I recall, Kennedy was resigning and saying, "Oh, well, here, have another seat." And that's how Kavanaugh got in there. So
it would be a shame if this happened to your son.
Nice little kid you got there, Anthony. Nice little kid you got there.
Right.
I think you got it, John. Yeah. John, thanks a lot for the call. And thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM there in Grand Rapids. I appreciate it. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side. It looks like Trump is taking a knife to a gunfight with Russia. So sad. Plus, what about that traditional family values family who immigrated to Russia? Daddy's got a problem there. We'll tell you all about that. And the Pentagon is going to start using Grok. What could possibly go wrong?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee holding a hearing for the nomination of Mike Waltz, President Trump's former national security advisor, who left the post amid the signal chat controversy with cabinet members discussing U.S. strikes in Yemen. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Chris Coons said that he doesn't believe Waltz has expressed significant remorse about this signal issue and that he's concerned that some kind of sensitive conversations could happen on signal again. The question hanging over this process is, would any Democrats cross party lines with what we presume to be all Republicans and vote to advance Waltz's nomination, because the UN ambassador is typically a nomination that gets broad bipartisan support in other administrations in the past.
President Trump traveling to Pennsylvania today. He'll deliver remarks at an energy and innovation summit in the state. Russia responded to President Trump's arms deal with NATO to send weapons to Ukraine, launching fresh aerial strikes on Ukraine overnight. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed due to tariff concerns. This is ABC News.
As we